Luke 24, verse 29. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, since it is almost evening, and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When I switched careers a year and a half ago from the public preaching ministry to the public teaching ministry, my life was overwhelmed with changes. One change that was difficult to make is one that you might not think would be too hard because you've barely known anything different. It's those school bells, like the one that just went off. They go off at regular intervals throughout the day. First hour, second hour, third hour. The hours of the day march on and on at regular times, and you have to go to class whether you are ready or not. That test comes whether you've studied or not. That homework is due when the bell rings, whether you've done it or not. For 22 years, I set my own schedule. The work was hard and I was very busy, but I could decide what I would do and where I would be each hour. I was not ruled by the bells. And so I wasn't always as conscious of the hours ticking by. I could bury myself in a sermon study and not realize that 5 hours had suddenly passed. But now I know exactly what hour it is, all the time. I'm also very conscious these days of how much I need Jesus to be with me every one of those hours. There are hours where I just don't know going in if I'm going to make it through. I may be really tired, or I haven't finished all of my preparation the way I wanted, or I just don't know if I have the strength to get 100 choir members to stay in their seats and sing, especially when some of them don't really want to. Now, as much as ever, I know that without Jesus at my side every hour of the day, I could not do this for even a minute. I need Jesus to stay with me and not leave. Not ever. I admit it. Jesus, I need thy presence every passing hour. Maybe you feel that way too sometimes about going from hour to hour through each day. Is being ruled by the bells ever hard for you too? Another hour of chemistry evals where you do worse than last time. Another hour of pre-calc where you still can't see clearly how to do those problems. Another hour of English and some weird story that you don't understand and you don't know how this will ever apply to your life ever again. Do you have days when you feel like you just can't do another hour? That just one more hour of anything is going to put you over the edge. Maybe you've discovered, too, that you need Jesus to be with you every hour of the day, just like I do. Or you just won't make it. If you've ever felt that way, then I have good news for you. Jesus is happy to come to you and be with you every passing hour. Just like he was glad to come and be with a couple of men once as they walked along the road and were sad. These two men were discussing events that happened at Jerusalem. How a man named Jesus had looked like he was the Messiah. He was a prophet, mighty in word and deed. And they were hoping that he was going to be the one who would redeem Israel. But then he had been crucified. He was dead, and now even his body had been taken from the grave. Nothing was left of him anymore. Or so it seemed. And then Jesus himself came and walked with them. And his presence made all the difference. The hours still passed, but now they passed with Jesus. Jesus showed those men from the scriptures how the Messiah had to suffer and how he had to die, but then how he had risen from the dead and had won the victory over all his enemies. The two men had not been mistaken. Jesus was the one who had come to redeem Israel, to forgive sins, to prepare souls for heaven, to heal the brokenhearted, to lift up the lowly, to give peace to those whose hearts were afraid. And they urged Jesus strongly, "Stay with us, since it is almost evening." So he went in to stay with them. Jesus went in to be with them. And what a difference when Jesus is with us too. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself my guide and stay can be through cloud and sunshine? Oh, abide with me. Stay with me, Jesus. When he stays with you, the temptations the devil places before you lose their power. When he stays with you, you have a sure and certain guide who shepherds you through every hour of every day. In days of clouds and trouble, as well as in days of sunshine and joy, Jesus' presence makes all the difference, giving you someone in whom you can place your hope and confidence. There isn't an hour that passes where you don't need Jesus, but there isn't an hour he ever misses either. Every time that bell rings, he is with you. Amen. Hymn 552, verses 6 and 8. 552, 6 and 8.